is the Andre Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone. It's Andres from the Andre Segovia Show. If you're watching this, that means this episode that was meant to be from Off the Record is gone public. So that means everyone can see it all across. But until then, it's probably going to be exclusively for those members of Off the Record at the website www.theandresegovia.com or also at Parler. If you follow me at Parler, by all means, check me out there. So I have to go over as quickly as I can the propositions that are going to be appearing in a November ballot of the general election here in California, November 3rd. And I've actually tried to record this video before. I did record it, but it was pretty lengthy, so I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible because there's 11 different propositions. I mean, that's crazy. 11 different propositions. Now, I could just spell them all out for you, but I just feel there's a little bit more, credence given when I tell you a little bit more about these propositions. So let's just dive right into it, shall we? Okay, so first one up, Proposition 14. 11 propositions. Proposition 14 authorizes bonds continuing stem cell research. It's initiative statute. Vote no. As soon as it says bonds, I'll be straight up with you, there's just no money. I don't care what they're asking to study. As much as I feel for what they're trying to ask for, the point is there is no such thing as $7.8 billion that's readily available in the most mismanaged state in the union. So no on Prop 14. Why do we keep spending? There isn't enough money to go around, not even to take care of its own people during the pandemic. So next up, Proposition 15. Increases funding sources for public schools, community colleges, and local government services by changing tax assessment of commercial and industrial property. Initiative constitutional amendment. This one is one of the three propositions that we'll be facing to basically tax private property. This one includes commercial. No. First off, why are you asking for extra funding? Everything's on Zoom now because of the pandemic. So vote no on Proposition 15, one of the three that affect real estate directly. And because you think, well, I don't own commercial or industrial, believe me, you will pay. Proposition 16 allows diversity as a factor in public employment, education, and contracting decisions. Legislative constitutional amendment. So you mean you're going to hire me un hispano simply because hablo español y porque soy de color café? That's racist. So no. Judge me for the content of my character and if I'm qualified for the job. Vote no on Proposition 16. Proposition 17 restores right to vote after completion of prison term. Legislative constitutional amendment. No. And who's deciding the prison term? Gavin Newsom released thousands during the pandemic. So what are they serving? No, can't trust it. Vote no on Proposition 17. My previous video was like 20-something minutes long, breezing through this compared to that one. All right, Proposition 18, amends California Constitution to permit 17-year-olds to vote in primary and special elections if they will turn 18 by the next general election and be otherwise eligible to vote. Legislative constitutional amendment. This is one of those, there's always like one proposition, it's either like, yes or no. This is one of those. I guess, it's not going to cost much to be sending information out for the 17-year-olds to register to vote and all that. But at the same time, it's like, how many of them will actually vote? Probably none. Still, I guess I'm indifferent about it. So for now, I'm going yes. Proposition 19, changes certain property tax rules. Legislative constitutional amendment. Again, one of the three propositions affecting real estate. And the main show, I already covered all three of them ad nauseum. So this one, I'm not going to dive all that much into it, other than I'll add this. Since my episodes have gone up, there have been very deceiving ads that look like they're backed by the realtors, that they're backed by senior rights groups and disabled individual groups. It is misleading. It's in the name of the proposition. Changes certain property tax rules. This isn't helping the disabled. It isn't helping the senior citizens. It is removing the very thing that's benefiting them right now. So vote no on Proposition 19. And you can tune into my main show and you can find it at www.thingersakeover.com or YouTube. So you can find out and learn more about the specifics of it. Proposition 20 restricts parole for certain offenses currently considered to be nonviolent. Authorizes felony sentences for certain offenses currently treated only as misdemeanors. Initiative statute. In short, yes. Vote yes. Well, that's out of focus, huh? Vote yes on this one. Because it's one of the few things we got going for reform in terms of a crime reform. So so far from what I've seen and everything I've studied about the way the law is being structured, it's to help out and kind of combat a very loosely written proposition that was passed some time ago that's relaxed some of the definitions. So this is kind of undoing that in a way. So yes on Prop 20. Okay, let's keep going. Nope, still Prop 20. Proposition 21. There's 11 of these folks. Proposition 21 expands local government's authority to enact rent control on residential property. Initiative statute. You know where I stand on this. Absolutely not. This is the biggest one. Vote no. We just got a statewide rent cap or rent control enacted this year that was signed into law last year because the legislative branch said that we as the residents of California voted wrongly when we shut down Proposition 10. This is the same group behind Proposition 10 in California. They're pushing Proposition 21. It's an AIDS foundation that's meant to be researching for cure for AIDS. What is their beef with real estate? Why do they want to take private property rights, private property rights away? I don't know, but that's their deal. Proposition 22 exempts app-based transportation delivery companies from providing employee benefits to certain drivers. Initiative statute. Yes, this one's kind of in response to AB 5 that basically said that independent contractors are considered employees, which they aren't, but they tried to do it that way. So Uber and Lyft kind of, it almost shut down, they almost left California. So it tells you that it's not working. Now there's some, if you're a Lyft or an Uber driver, you might disagree with this, but the fact is it's your car, you choose to go, you pay for the insurance, that's you. That's not Uber or Lyft. They don't control your car unless you're giving them control. Then that means you're working for them. That would make you an employee. This would clarify some of that. Proposition 23 establishes state requirements for kidney dialysis clinics, requires on-site medical professional initiative statute. Vote no on Proposition 23. Everything that I've seen into this is just like a union grab. And here's one of the things that I don't like about this thing. It says prohibits clinics from closing or reducing services without state approval. Huh? And prohibits clinics from refusing to treat patients based on source of payment for care? Hold on. So you're saying if the clinic can't afford to stay open, they have to stay open by state mandate? How do they pay for the things? That sounds like everything in terms of the eviction moratorium that the state of California imposed on people this year. Okay, let's keep going. I'm trying to keep the one shorter. Proposition 24, amends consumer privacy laws, initiative statute. Vote no. Sounds pretty good on paper, but it says an increased state cost of at least $10 million annually for a new state agency to oversee and enforce consumer privacy laws. Screw that. More bureaucracy. Last one, Proposition 25. Referendum on law that replaced money bail with a system based on public safety and flight risk. No. Vote no on Proposition 25. This is basically approving a 2018 law that replaced the money bail system with basically a personal judgment. Like, are you a flight risk? Are you probably going to be violent again? Let us judge that as psychologists and judge your human nature. No, bail. It's a lot more sure way. Okay, I kept this in less than half the time that I did last one. Thank you so much for watching this episode of, I guess, the Under Segovia Show / Off the Record. This is important. I will be doing a follow-up video because I service Los Angeles and Orange County for my professional real estate business. I'll be talking about the measures that are at the county level, not the city level. That's way too much. I can't do that legwork. So that means you got to do it. Stop complaining about the presidential debates. Get focused. If you really care about this election, care about state and local elections more. That's it for this episode. See you in the next one.